Appreciate God. Lift up your voice everywhere, magnify the name of the Lord. Father, we give you glory and praise this morning. Thank you for this great privilege you have given us to be gathered again in your presence. We thank you for the gift of life. We slept and we awoke was because the Lord sustained us. Lift up your voice and give God praise this morning. Father, we are thankful unto you. Father, we are grateful unto you. Father, we acknowledge your good hands upon our lives. Thank you for preserving our destinies. Thank you for all the graces that we have continued to enjoy. Thank you for the strength that you have granted us. Thank you for the blessings upon our lives and destinies. Father, we are grateful unto you. This morning we receive a fresh supply of a spirit of grace and supplication as we engage in prayers this morning in advancement of your kingdom. Father, we ask that every request this morning we return back with answers. We ask that every request this morning we return back with testimonies. Father, we thank you for the privilege of advancing the cause of your kingdom today. We thank you because we know that every good thing you have in mind for your people will be delivered again today. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Let's invite the praise team.
We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord. We praise you, we praise you, oh Lord. In our life, Lord, we see what you're doing. One more time, Lord, we'll lift our hands in praise of your name. We'll lift our hands in praise of your name. Lift your hands and praise. We praise you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the gift of life. Hallelujah. Yeah, life, Lord. We can see what you're doing. One more time. It's an opportunity to give you all the praise. We lift our hands in praise of your name. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. We praise you for the gift of life this morning. We praise the Lord for protection, for provision. We praise you for who you are. You are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. The I am that I am. For what you've done, Lord. Hallelujah.
See what you're doing.
One more time. One more time. We'll lift our hands in praise. Lift your hands to the Lord. Somebody give him all the praise. He deserves the praise. He deserves the praise. He deserves the praise. One more time. One more time.
We lift our hands in praise of your name. We lift our hands in praise of your name.
So somebody that's happy to celebrate, you'll come and give your answer to Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We give you all the praise. We celebrate the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jehovah Almighty.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You deserve our praise. We have seen what you have done. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Jehovah.
We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you what to praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. Mighty, mighty, oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We give you all the praise. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Mighty, 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 I am that I am.
We thank you, Jehovah Almighty.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty.
To reign forevermore. All the praise, all our praise,
you reign forever.
Almighty God, oh,
Almighty God,
He got that the biggest, God, stronger Almighty than the strongest, God, is greater God, than God, the greatest.
You are worthy to receive
all our praise, you
reign forevermore.
Hey, you reign forevermore, Lord. King of Kings, you reign, Lord.
You reign forever.
Almighty God,
Almighty God,
Almighty God,
a powerful
God, Almighty God, a powerful, 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 Almighty God. Come on, clap your hands to Jesus. He's the King of Kings. He's the winning God. He has won the battle. He prevailed.
You reign forevermore.
You reign forevermore, Lord.
You reign forevermore.
You reign forevermore. Yeah.
You reign
forevermore. Hallelujah.
Shall we put our hands together for Jesus? And please be seated. We'll be rising up this morning to commence our intercession with this thanksgiving prayer. When we rise, we shall be praying, saying, Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper turnaround encounters with your word. In Psalm chapter 118 and verse 23, this is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Let's rise on our feet this morning. As we pray this prayer from the depth of our saying, Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper turnaround encounters with your word. Lift up your voice this morning and let the Lord hear your voice of appreciation. Pray from the depth of your heart. Give him glory. Give him honor for the encounters we had yesterday in our services, everyone across the nations of the earth. Lift up your voice this morning and pray, saying, Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday, and for granting every worshiper turnaround encounters with your word, with your word, with your word. Is someone thanking him this morning? Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear your voice of appreciation. Give him glory, give him honor. We saw the visible hand of God in our lives yesterday. Everyone this morning, thank him from the depth of your heart. By the sent word, we saw his mighty word. The Lord our God in the midst of thee is mighty. We saw the mighty hand of God yesterday. Now give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration this morning. Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday, and for granting every worshiper turnaround encounters with your word. This is the doing of the Lord, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Is someone thanking him this morning? Thank him specifically. Thank him for your own encounter. We saw his word coming like a torrent yesterday. His word leading us across every facet of our life. Are you thanking him this morning? Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. You can thank him in your understanding. You can equally thank him in the Holy Ghost. Lift up your voice and thank him from the depth of your heart. Father, thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday, and for granting every worshiper turnaround encounters with your word. With your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Even in our special prophetic service yesterday, we saw your visible hand. We saw your outstretched hand. We saw your word coming yesterday, giving us direction across all facets of our lives. Is someone thanking him this morning? Thanking specifically for your own encounters, the services yesterday. Give him glory this morning. Give him honor. Our Father, we have come with a heart of gratitude, thanking you for drafting abiding multitudes into our services yesterday, and for granting every worshiper turnaround encounters with your word, with your word, with your word. Is someone still thanking him this morning? Remember, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice that makes merry. That has been our story. That has been your story. Now thank him again. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Father, we have come this morning appreciating you for drafting the multitudes across the nations of the earth. We thank you for drafting abiding multitudes into our special services yesterday, even our prophetic service, and for granting every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime. Are you giving him thanks? Thank him right now in the Holy Ghost. Give him glory, give him honor. Let the Lord hear your voice of appreciation this morning. Father, thank you. Father, thank you for the multitudes you drafted across the nations of the earth. Now give him glory, lift up your hands, appreciate him again. Father, thank you. In Jesus' wonderful name we have prayed. Please be seated and give the Lord a big hand of praise.
In a moment we shall be rising up again to pray, saying, Father, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and to this church this year. John chapter 4 verse 29 and 39 says, Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and to this church all through this year. Someone lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. Lift up your voice as you intercede
my Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and into this church all through this year. Leading many others to Christ and into this church all through this year. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven. Lift up your voice and let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, turn all our new converts, turn all our new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and into this church all through this year. Leading many others to Christ and to this church all through this year. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. Pray passionately. Pray from your heart. Pray with a heart full of faith. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, turn all our new converts, turn all our new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby turning many others to Christ and into this church, leading many others to Christ and into this church. Father Lord, this is our heart cry, this is our desire, this is our prayer this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Turn all our new converts and all our new members into active disciples of Christ, carrying the everlasting gospel, spreading the good news, thereby leading many others to Christ and into this church all through this year. Leading many others to Christ and into this church all through this year. Brethren, lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. My Father and my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, carrying the everlasting gospel, thereby leading many others to Christ and into this church all through this year. Leading many others to Christ and into this church all through this year. Lift up your voice as you speak to the Lord. Lift up your voice as you pray. My Father and my God, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus Christ, we ask, O Lord, turn all our new converts and all our new members into active disciples of Christ, into active soul-winning disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and leading many others into this church all through this year. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you desire of heaven that God will turn all our new converts and new members into active disciples of Christ, thereby leading many others to Christ and to this church this year. Now lift up your hands. Begin to appreciate God for answers to prayer. Give him all the praise that is due to him alone. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we are praying. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated. When we rise, this shall be our next prayer line. Father, grant every winner and all our online worshipers diverse encounters with your word this month, amen, leading to supernatural breakthroughs in everyone's life. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 60, from verse 1 to 2, the Bible says, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. It says, darkness may cover the earth, gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Let's rise as we pray. Our Father, grant every winner and all our online worshipers diverse encounters with your word this month, leading to supernatural breakthroughs in everyone's life. Lift your voice and pray this prayer. This prayer covers you and covers every other winner. We are standing strong for every online worshiper as well. Our God answers prayers when we pray. Engage passionately this morning. We are saying, Father, In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, grant every winner and all our online worshipers diverse encounters with your word this month, leading to supernatural breakthroughs in everyone's life. Let's ask that the word of God be glorified in the life of every winner and in the destiny of all our online worshipers. Everyone asking, everyone crying out, everyone reaching out to God right now. Wherever you may find yourself, lift your voice and pray. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every winner and all our online worshipers diverse encounters with your word this month. Like us in a glass, let everyone behold your glory and be translated. This month, both our worshipers online and every winner, wherever they may be across the nations of the earth, everyone pray this morning, pray fervently, engage passionately. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, grant every winner and all our online worshipers diverse encounters with your word this month, thereby leading to supernatural breakthroughs in everyone's life. Is God hearing your voice? Are you engaging passionately? Are you investing this morning? Our Father, grant every winner and all our online worshipers diverse encounters with your word. Open everyone up to see the wonders of your word. Enlarge everyone's capacity to behold the glory in your word this month. In the name of Jesus, let's pray passionately. Let's engage some more. Let's cry out in faith. You can pray in the spirit. You can pray in your understanding. This is one prayer that must be answered. Our Father, this month we ask that you grant every winner and all our online worshipers diverse encounters with your word of life, leading to supernatural breakthroughs in everyone's life. In the name of Jesus Christ, this is our desire, this is our expectation. Reach out to God this morning. Pray some more this morning. Cry out in faith this morning. Be part of this engagement. Our Father, grant every winner and all our online worshipers diverse encounters with your word. Diverse encounters with your word. Life-transforming encounters with your word, thereby leading to supernatural breakthroughs in everyone's life. The Bible said he sent his word upon Jacob. It lighted upon Israel. Therefore, pray passionately. We are praying the will of God this morning. We are engaging confidently. We are engaging passionately. The fervent prayer of a righteous man makes power available. Be part of this morning. Ensure that heaven is hearing your voice. Our Father and our God, grant every winner and all our online worshipers diverse encounters with your word this month. Diverse encounters with your word this month, even this morning, leading to supernatural breakthroughs in everyone's life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, grant every winner and all our online worshipers diverse encounters, deluge of encounters. Let there be many, many encounters this month in your word for every winner, including you and I. Everyone pray this prayer. Let God hear our voice this morning. Lift your voice and give him glory. Thank you, Father. Our prayers have been answered. In Jesus' awesome name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand of praise and please be seated.
Next, we shall rise to pray. Say, Father, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 8 and verse 15, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and as with his hand fulfill it. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. Let's lift up our voices before the Lord and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. The Lord have said it. It will bring it to pass. Let's call upon the God of heaven this morning. Call upon him. Lift up your voice. Pray from the depth of your heart. Father, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and engage the name of Jesus. Take authority this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the name of Jesus, blessed be God, the God of winner, which has spoken unto his servant and is going to fulfill it. Lift up your voice, engage your heart in praying this prayer. Call upon the God of heaven, the one who can make it happen. Father, in the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. This is our heart cry this morning, Lord. This is our heart desire. We are praying in the name of Jesus. Father, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, ask and you shall receive. Let's ask the Father this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. The Lord has said it. It's not a man that he should lie. Call upon the God of heaven. Our Father, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the name of Jesus, pray from the depth of your heart. You can pray this prayer in the spirit. You can pray it in your understanding. Be sure you are connecting your prayer to heaven. Father, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. Pray with your spirit connected. Call upon God to stretch forth his hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the name of Jesus, our Father, we pray, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice the more. Pray unto our God. Pray with faith from the depth of your heart. Let's pray a prayer that must be answered. Our Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the name of Jesus, he has done it before, he can do it again. Call upon him and pray. Pray with faith in your heart. Pray with confidence. Call upon the God of heaven to stretch forth his hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. In the name of Jesus, our Father, we lift up our voices before you this morning and we pray in the name of Jesus, stretch forth your hand for the speedy delivery of the balance of the 10,000 new churches to be planted across Nigeria this year. Lift up your voice and give him thanks because he has answered again. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Put your hands together for Jesus and please, you may be seated.
We yet again rise to pray, and when we rise, we're saying, Father, baptize every member of this church with the spirit of obedience to obey both to the full and to the end, thereby positioning us for the full delivery of the prophetic package for the year. Amen. Numbers 14:24, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and has followed me fully, him will I bring into the land wherein he went, and his seed shall possess it. Please, let's rise up on our feet as we pray this prayer with fervency. Father, in the name of Jesus, baptize every member of this church with the spirit of obedience to obey both to the full and to the end, thereby positioning us for the full delivery of the prophetic package for the year. Lift up your voice as you pray. This prayer imparts on me and you. Lift up your voice and let heaven register your voice of intercession, Father, baptize every member of this church with the spirit of obedience to obey both to the full and to the end, thereby positioning us for the full delivery of the prophetic package for the year. Full delivery of the prophetic package of the year. Lift up your voice. Pray with fervency. Don't just mutter words. Ensure that your heart is engaged and heaven hears your prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, baptize every member of this church with the spirit of obedience to obey both to the full and to the end, thereby positioning us for the full delivery of the prophetic package for the year. Full delivery of the prophetic package of the year. Pray with faith. This is a prayer that must be answered. Our Heavenly Father, Father, in the name of Jesus, baptize every member of this church with the spirit of obedience to obey both to the full and to the end, thereby positioning us for the full delivery of the prophetic package for the year. Lift up your voice everywhere. Ensure that your heart is engaged. Your heart is engaged with faith, praying that God, Father, in the name of Jesus, baptize every member of this church with the spirit of obedience. Baptize every member of this church with the spirit of obedience to obey both to the full and to the end, thereby positioning us for the full delivery of the prophetic package for the year. Lift up your voice. Ensure that your heart is engaged. Your faith is engaged. Pray in your understanding and pray in the Holy Ghost. Father, in the name of Jesus, baptize every member of this church with the spirit of obedience to obey both to the full and to the end, thereby positioning us for the full delivery of the prophetic package for the year. The prophetic package for the year. Lift up your voice. Engage your heart. Engage your faith. Our Father is a prayer answering God. Lift up your voice. Ensure that your heart is engaged. Your faith is engaged. This prayer must be delivered for everyone. Winner. Father, baptize every member of this church with the spirit of obedience to obey both to the full and to the end, thereby positioning us for the full delivery of the prophetic package for the year. Positioning us for the full delivery of the prophetic package for the year. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus, baptize every member with the spirit of obedience to obey both to the full and to the end, thereby positioning us for the full delivery of the prophetic package of the year. Pray in your understanding. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Engage your heart. This prayer is a prayer that must be answered. Father, in the name of Jesus, baptize every member, every winner with the spirit of obedience to obey both to the full and to the end, thereby positioning us for the full delivery of the prophetic package for the year. Positioning us for the full delivery of the prophetic package of the year. Is someone lifting up his voice? Is heaven still registering your voice of intercession? Let's begin to thank him for answered prayers. Father, we give you praise. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please put your wonderful hands together for Jesus and you may take your seat.
Right now is time for personal supplication. We have the opportunity to go before the Lord and give expression to our heart desires. As we do so this morning, let's remember his word in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. The scripture says, casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Whatever those issues might be, as we give it expression this morning, God will answer us speedily. Amen. Please rise up on your feet wherever you may be. And let's begin to give expression to our heart desires right now. He cares for you, so give expression as you cast all your cares upon him. Let's begin to give God thanks right now for answered prayers. Lift up your voice, lift up your hand, magnify him, praise him, bless him, thank him, and thank him, and thank him. Father, we thank you for answered prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Put your hands together for the Lord.
In this service this morning, it is testimony time. Please, let's listen attentively to the following documented testimonies. Number one, quadruple promotion via Kingdom Advancement Prayers. I was due for promotion from the year 2008. All my junior staffs were promoted. They overtook me by surprise. Then I was reduced to nobody, and my schedule of duty was taken away from me. They mocked me to the extent of which they were even sending me to do some of their official work, and I became frustrated and lost hope in every struggle. In one of the covenant hour of prayers, I heard Bishop Oyedepo saying, Kingdom advancement prayers guarantee supernatural growth, open rewards, and access to divine favor. Then I keyed into those words, and my hope, which was lost, jacked back to life. Then I changed my prayer approach by praying for the Kingdom of God. I stopped praying for myself. I also encouraged members to be met. I obeyed every instruction that came from the altar. Then the God of Bishop David Oyedepo showed up. Let's give Jesus a big hand. God surprised me with four promotions that were denied me in just one day. Amen. All those junior staff that were mocking me before now are now shamefully under me. I return to thank God for wiping my tears and making me superior over my enemies. Indeed, serving God pays. Truly, Matthew 6:33 works like fire. To God alone be all the glory. And the testifier is Yakubu A. Moses. Let's give Jesus a big hand. Number two, exempted from death. On November 7th, 1996, I boarded a plane from Enugu Airport to Lagos. However, prior to that time, I had a strong nudge of the Holy Spirit, and I prayed, and I trusted God, the God of this commission, for a safe flight. The plane had 144 passengers on board. But before we got to Murtala Mohammed International Airport, it crashed at Ejirin. 143 passengers died, but the God of this great commission exempted me, and I was the only survivor. 21 years after that accident, I am still alive and well. I give God all the glory. And the testifier is Ilesomi SB. For those amazing testimonies, let's give Jesus a big, big hand of praise, and please rise to your feet.
Will you lift your hand to heaven this morning and glorify God for these marvelous acts, the doings of God in our midst? They are marvelous in our eyes. Let's give him the praise. Let's give him the glory. Let's give him the honor. Let's give him the adoration. Let's celebrate the faithfulness of God. Thank him from the depth of your heart. Glorify him and honor him today. Give him the praise that is due unto his name. Celebrate the faithfulness of God. Thank him for his marvelous acts in our midst. Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. Thank him also for the answers to prayer, that we have not prayed in vain, but God has heard us and answered us, granting to us our petitions this morning. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Give him the praise that is due to his name. And now begin to ask him to speak to you this morning. All the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him. I've come to hear from you this morning. I've come to encounter you this morning. Speak directly to me by your word. I've come, O Lord, for a change of story. Let your word transform me today. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Our Father, we are before you this morning with gratitude for all that you have done. These testimonies are your doings. They are marvelous in our eyes. And for it, we give you all the praise. For the answers to our prayer, Lord, we say thank you. And now, Lord, we are before your word asking that you will speak to us. By your word, let each one of us be transformed. We give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand and please, you may be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. Now, according to scriptures, praying for ourselves only entitles us to answers. But praying kingdom advancement prayer entitles us to rewards. And that is very clearly illustrated, particularly in the testimony that we just heard. That brother said that he began praying for the kingdom, praying for the growth of the church, praying for the cells, praying for the needs of others. And he had been stagnated for 8 years with all his promotions kept aside to the point that all of his juniors went above him and were sending him on errand. But suddenly, as he kept praying and advancing the kingdom, God began decorating his life. And in one day, 4 promotions. So those who were above him came under him in one day. Supernatural change of level on the basis of advancing the kingdom of God. In Philippians chapter 4 verse 6, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, by supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And when your request is made known and it is your personal desire, he gives you answers. But when you begin advancing the kingdom, Matthew 6, 6, the Bible says that God that sees in secret will reward you openly. Your engagement may be secret, but your reward cannot be secret. He said he will reward you openly. Just like the testimony of that brother. Nobody may have seen his engagement, but nobody could doubt his reward. It was open for all to see. So we must understand that when we pray, you are praying for yourself, you secure answers. You are praying for the kingdom, you secure rewards. I see each one of us positioning ourselves for supernatural rewards in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that includes particularly praying for others. Because praying for others, according to scriptures, is sowing spiritual seeds. It is the sowing of spiritual seeds. In the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 and verse 8, the Bible tells us there, be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that also shall he reap. It says, he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. It is a planting process, and every planting is guaranteed to return with a harvest. That is why the Bible says in Ephesians 6 and verse 8, it says, know that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, the same. That's why you find testimonies of individuals who have a specific need for themselves, but they prayed for somebody else. And as they sow the seed in somebody else's life, it becomes a harvest in their own life. Because the same shall he receive of the Lord. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is why our exhortation line for this week is captioned, praying for others brings us into favor with God. Praying for others brings us into favor with God. Praying for others brings us into favor with God. But the question is, what should we pray? For what should we pray? And this morning we are going to look at this very important aspect, that we are called to pray for the needs of members of the church to be met. We are called to pray for the needs of members of the church to be met. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. The Bible makes us to understand there. He said, I exhort you that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks should be made for all men. So it is not just for you as an individual, but God expects it to be made for others. In fact, if you look at the word supplication, it is a highly personal word. But it says that that supplication is not to be relegated to self alone. It says supplication, intercession, prayers, giving of thanks should be made for all men. And you discover that what God is showing us there is the pattern of what he expects us to begin to exhibit in our lives. Ephesians 6 and verse 18, the Bible puts it this way. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So according to scripture, there is this specific demand, particularly as it concerns members of the church, those who belong to the household of faith. We have the responsibility to stand effectively on the altar of prayer on their behalf. So every one believer is ordained as a prayer minister to stand on the altar of prayer on others' behalf, not just on our behalf. So your prayer time, as far as God is concerned, does not only address matters concerning you, but primarily also matters concerning others. If you look at that scripture very closely, it said there in that Ephesians 6 and verse 18, it says praying always. So there is no time that is not a time to pray for others. It said praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance. Perseverance means staying the course until you see a change. It says, and supplication for all saints. So we must never get tired of it. We must never get exhausted in praying for others. God expects us to stay the course until we see the change. It's important for us to note that praying for the situation of members to be turned into testimonies, you know, thereby establishing them in the church, is part of our duty. It's part of our assignment. Praying for the situation of members to be turned into testimonies, thereby establishing them in the church, is part of our assignment. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 19. Look at what the Bible says here. It says, for I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayers and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayers. So we as believers have a prayer responsibility to stand on the altar of prayer until the situation of others change. We stand until their situation is turned around to a testimony. Because in doing so, we see them settled and established in the church. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you see an issue, a challenge around the life of an individual, you must take it as an assignment to stand on the altar of prayer and pray. I remember the testimony of a woman who said that she had been waiting upon the Lord for the fruit of the womb. And that, you know, situation was so intense that she began praying intensely for herself. But she heard the testimonies of others and said, no, she began praying now for others and began interceding to the point that when their testimony arrived, she would say, I prayed just for that. She could identify the answer. And right in the midst of that engagement, within 2 weeks, she was pregnant. The entire situation was shattered because she stood on the altar of prayer and prayed until their situation turned. So what God is saying here is not just a casual investment where you just say, I've prayed. Oh. No, it's the prayer that you pray until something happens. Where you stand and stay the course until the change comes. Shout hallelujah. That's what God expects. That's why the Bible tells us in the book of Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2. It tells us there, it says, bear one another's burdens, and in so doing, fulfill the law of Christ. Carry the burdens of others. Carry their weights. The things that bother them, let it be on your shoulders. It said, bear one another's burdens. And as you do that, particularly in prayer, it says you are fulfilling the law of Christ. You are fulfilling the law of Christ. And you know, the effect and impact of doing that is that they get planted and settled in the church of Christ. And what happens when they get planted? It says in the book of Psalm chapter 23 and verse 6, it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So as they settle down in the house of God, goodness and mercy begins to follow them. It means they become a trail of testimonies. Everywhere they go, testimonies following them on the basis of their planting. But for them to be planted, we must keep praying so that their situations are turned around to testimonies. In conclusion this morning, as member situations are turned to testimonies, many more will settle down with Christ and in church. As their situations are turned to testimonies, many more will settle down with Christ and in church. Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 23. It said, 10 men will take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you because we have heard that God is with you. We can see the fingerprint of God every area of your life. And as a result of that, we will go with you. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I say, shout hallelujah.
That's
what God is saying. So as we settle down praying and their situations get turned around for testimonies, you will find others attaching themselves and following after them to meet with God. I see that becoming our experience in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You believe it, say a loud amen.
Amen.
Will you rise on your feet, lift your hand and receive grace from God? Lord, I receive grace to take prayer responsibility, to take prayer responsibility, stand in the gap for others until their situation and change comes. In the name of Jesus, I receive that grace this morning. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name. Give Jesus a big hand as we receive our Father.
It's often said, what to make happen for others, God makes happen for you. It's a covenant strategy. You pray for someone to be settled maritally, he settles you. Pray for someone to be settled in his career, he settles yours. Whatever good thing any man does, the same. As we have been told, the same shall he receive from the Lord. The same. The same. The same. The same. You can't keep wishing that your relations get saved. You demand for their salvation on the altar of prayer. All the near friends, all the king's folks of Cornelius were saved. And thou shalt be saved and your household. When they're in trouble, it affects you. Thou shalt be saved and your household. Everything by prayers. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayers and supplications, you make your desires known unto God. The good news is, this will be a month of rewards.
Amen.
As you engage the altar of prayer in demanding for the liberty of others, the breakthrough of others, the deliverance of others, it shall be a month of rewards for you.
Amen.
You shall be visited.
Amen.
Can you imagine 4 promotions in one day? What happened? How? 4. They say, this letter 1. They say, thank you, sir. Letter 2. Thank you. Now, letter 3. Thank you. Letter 4. Ah. Amen.
Amen.
That's how God rewards our secret engagement on the altar of prayers. You shall be rewarded.
Amen.
You shall be rewarded.
Amen.
You shall be rewarded.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Well, I'd like you to know that no matter what might have gone on in the year, God's agenda for you this year, as far as breaking limit agenda is concerned, shall be fully delivered.
Amen.
Shall be fully delivered.
Amen.
As of last night, we had the report from 209 new churches that were planted. 209. And 26 new churches planted in Sierra Leone. 26 new churches planted in Sierra Leone. No situation on earth can stop God's agenda from coming true. No situation on earth. Once you can stop the sun from shining, you can't stop God's agenda from delivery. You can't stop it. 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 Like joke, we have crossed 3,000 churches. We're on our way to 4,000 already. In spite of this lockdown. You can lock down men, you can't lock down God. You can't lock down God. I think man should just humble themselves. You can't lock down God. It's God who can lock you down. No man can lock down God. No man. No authority, sir, can lock down God. Let's stop wasting time. I'm amazed. Hallelujah. That we are adding staff upon staff in the midst of lockdown. Amen. No one has ever had to pray for their pay in this commission since inception. That Lord, let them remember this month. No. Neither have we had to pray to God. Can you please send us what is needed? No. He ruled over all.
Yes.
Would you join me, lift up your two hands, and give God thanks for the growth and expansion? For breaking limits before our very eyes. Would you thank him for showing himself strong and mighty in our midst? In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Well, in this great month of visions and divine direction, please, please, please approach the word of God as the lamp to your feet and a light to your path. Every breakthrough testimony is traceable to direction from revelation of the word. The word. Please approach the word as one seeking for direction. One seeking for instruction on the way to go. And you'll be amazed at what you'll be discovering in the course of the month. Let this week particularly be a week with desperation for encounters with the word, for direction, for instruction unto righteousness, for correction, for reproofs. And you'll be amazed at what God will be unveiling to you. Amen.
Amen.
One day he said to me, no matter how much you have invested doing what is wrong, do what I say. The month of March 1985, it changed my entire life. You could be on the wrong path, but when it tells you, man, you are wrong, reverse. He said, what about the 100 talents of silver? He said, is God no more than that? I say, if you go with Israel, you'll be defeated in that battle. But we are paid money. Forget about the money. Praise God. I mean, it's a simple, simple thing. You just find God creeping into your life for the things that are ahead of your life. So you can close your eyes to whatever he says is wrong and go the way he says is right. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Somebody here, under the sound of my voice, we encounter God today.
Amen.
That bugging situation will be turned to a testimony.
Amen.
And don't forget, you have enough to pray for. He said, do good to all men, especially they of the household of faith. Galatians 6:10. Because you know them. That's why he said that. You know them. We have the commandment to pray for all men. You don't know all men, but you know these fellows. They're in your cell system. They're in your zone. They're in your province. They're in your neighbors. You go to church together, but you know they are challenged. He said, do good to all men, especially they of the household of faith. Amen. Amen. So praying for members is an opportunity to having our needs met because we run into favor with God. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Will somebody pray for someone today?
Yes.
Please do. Some have been waiting on God for a miracle job. Pray them out of it. Pray them into their miracle jobs. Some are, you know, struggling with their business. Pray their breakthrough over them. Amen.
Amen.
You are not Jehovah Jireh. I'm not Jehovah Jireh. It's only God who can meet on it. Amen. You can give somebody money. But that's not equal to a job. Praise God. That's not equal to a job. You can give somebody accommodation. That's okay, but can you give him a child? No, God can give me a child. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
You can give a very precious gift to someone, but is that equal to being settled in marriage? No. It's God who settles people in marriage. And what do? We pray them into their testimonies. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That is how to ventilate your prayer life. Oh God, help me alone. Me alone, all the time, help me. Just help me. Forget about anybody else. I'm the only one here. Help me. Amen. That can be choking. But when you get into praying for others, your prayer life is ventilated. A lot of oxygen around your life. Praise God. And no stress, no strain. That will be your experience. Please pray for people this week. And pray for those who are in the kind of need that you may have. And you see how God will go the other way and meet your need. Lift up your two hands to heaven. And thank God for this awesome month of August visitation. Thank God for this awesome month. It is your month. Give him glory and praise. In Jesus' precious name. Because you have labored in partnership with Jesus in the two midst of the year revival season, it is your turn to be favored.
Amen.
You will hear news of favor this week.
Amen.
God who could promote somebody four times in one day will visit you this week.
Amen.
The reward of your praying for others, praying for the kingdom, praying for the needs of people will be made manifest this week.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The day is declared your day.
Amen.
The week is declared your week.
Amen.
You are returning with testimonies.
Amen.
Lift up those two hands and give God thanks.
Lift your voice and glorify God this morning. Give praise unto him. Give glory unto him. Give honor and adoration. Father, thank you. And blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits.
That is also my portion in Christ.
Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.